43543. Dashlane protects all of your passwords and allows you to effortlessly log into any of your accounts. It's the only password manager with a U.S. patent for its security. It was featured by both Google and Apple as a best app of the year. Secure your accounts today for free. Unlock free access for life on your favorite device by texting KEEP to 543543. That's K-E-E-P to 543543.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. Soundhealthservices.com.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
Oh, see, you sang over me. I was doing pretty well.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was feeling pretty good about my harmony. You know? No, I'm not doing it now.
Oh, please,
blah,
come
blah,
on,
blah,
Frank.
I can't hear you. Blah, 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 can't hear you. Did you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah.
Would take it, professional singer and bass player Dan Strauss. Take it.
No.
Baby, what a baby. I'm not afraid.
This rover.
Never had one lesson.
Cross the
road.
I never have a sense. I'd be rich
as Rockefeller or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Oh, yeah. You know, even guys like Warren Buffett make mistakes. I told you, Amazon, if you had bought stock 20 years ago when it was first offered, it'd be worth 500 times what it was then. And Buffett passed on it. He even said, well, I missed that one.
Wow.
Even he, you know, messes up. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome. People of all races, colors, creeds, and ages, we're glad to have you with us. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, where it is the 16th day of May, 2017 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. To some, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. What? What?
Oh,
you gotta be kidding me. No, stop it. What happened here? I couldn't have given you an easier, more obvious.
Well,
what
and
happened?
I clicked the button right as soon as you said
oh,
it.
Blaming
and the computer
it on, don't,
played
don't,
it 4 seconds later.
No, don't blame it on 46-year-old equipment. That equipment's not even 50 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Now we're going to edit that out because it's embarrassing, and we're going to do it over. Okay. To some, edit point 3, 2, 1. To some, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Not May, it's June. It's the 3rd of June.
I did see him trying to hit buttons over there.
Welcome, everybody. Do you guys know who Ryan Winther is?
Ryan Winther?
No.
I don't think most people do. He holds the record. Look, I don't really like golf, okay, but I am impressed. Remember that thing Tiger Woods did on the Nike commercial where he took the golf ball and just bounced it up and down, up and down?
Juggled it, yeah.
That blew me away. That was beyond impressive. So you can't help but be impressed with people who are record breakers. Longest drive, most holds in one. This guy, Ryan Winther, holds... It's 6 world records and 3 Guinness world records. He holds the record for hitting the golf ball the hardest of anybody. And it's done with a radar gun, much like a pitcher, in miles per hour. Hmm. Okay, so a really fast pitch is like, what, 98 miles an hour? That's, you know, that's,
yes,
that's fast. What's the record? Probably like 100.
104, 105, I think.
I was going to say 105. And the average person, when you hit a golf ball off the tee, 130 miles per hour, faster, of course, than pitching because you've got the help of a driver. So a really, really fast speed off the tee is like 170, 180. This guy, in 2014, in front of a whole bunch of people, broke his own world record of 217.1 miles per hour, and he hit the golf ball at 235.1 miles per hour. Now, I don't think you can see that ball. I don't think a cameraman could follow that ball. And it's not about distance, because depending on the trajectory of the ball and the wind, all that comes into play with distance. But just sheer power, like out of a cannon, he holds the record. Now, the reason I mention this is you have a chance to go to a clinic that this guy is going to hold. It's part of the Little Patriots Embraced shootout, which is June 15th. And here's the deal. If you register this week, just this week, until 4 o'clock Friday, the first 10 teams, that's threesomes, that sign up between now and Friday, your team gets added to a list of golfers that are signed up for this clinic demo. And I think there's going to be a filming. He has a show on Facebook or something, a Driven Golf Show. And you'll go to this thing for nothing. If you're one of the first 10 threesomes to sign, and all the information and the link to Little Patriots Embraced, which is the charity, is at frankopinion.com. You go there and you click sponsors. Not sponsors, it's actually on the, it's the top of the sponsor page. And all the info is there. So you don't have a lot of time to do it, but I think I would enjoy watching this guy crush a golf ball. Now, the person that holds the distance record, I just for grins looked it up when I was looking up stuff about this guy. It's 515 yards.
Good.
The guy you never heard of. He's not a professional golfer.
No, I've seen some of those long drive contests. Usually it's just big.
Just a big old
muscled,
hulking,
weightlifter guys.
Guy who could up an anvil and,
But they have clubs that are longer. The driver's a little longer, too.
I don't understand how they can, golfing records, compare, well, you know, back in, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus
days.
Yeah,
when they had wooden clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because nowadays they just keep making drivers bigger and bigger. Like, eventually it's going to be the size of a shoebox. Like, it's already close probably to half a shoebox size already.
Yeah. Have you ever looked at an old driver like 50 years ago?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It looks like a putter.
And some of those graphite shafts and the
I don't understand how that can be compared to what they had to play with. I don't know how.
This guy crushes it. And if you want to see him and meet him and do the clinic, you need to go to Little Patriots Embraced website. And that I made that easy for you on frankopinion.com on the sponsor page. You want to say hi to Ron Filgus? Ron Filgus is just a guy who is a dedicated listener, listens all the time. Hello, Ron. I found out about you. I've heard about you a couple of times. I know you're out there, so thank you for that. And outside of that, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is, by the way, so I'd like to just tell you, I'm really depressed again today. You know how much response I got from begging for the money from people? None.
Really?
Yeah, none. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to hit people for that again, too. There's a lot going on at once here. People, you know, golf tournaments, quite frankly, there are too many of them. I think even the people that hold them will agree there are too many of them. But there's one. One, you absolutely do want to mark down, and that's September 15th. That's the only one that I have ever hosted, and I did it last year, and I'll do it again this year, and I'll continue to do it unless there's no response and not enough money for backstoppers, and then I'm out. Well, so I would love to tell you how to get information on that, but I still don't have, there's nothing on KTRs.com yet. I'll tell you when there is.
But there is, there's golf tournaments, and there's also coming up, graduations. There's a lot of graduations going on too this week, next week, and and all of that. So,
did you ever go in a restaurant and you didn't know till you got there that it was a bunch of prom people?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, I feel so bad for the guys and the girls because they're all dressed up, but they look awkward. No guy looks like his suit fits him. I'm serious. When you're in high school, your suits always look too big. The girls are beautiful. They know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But they put more into it and get measured and fitted. We just go to the tuxedo place and rent, and it hangs however it hangs. But not long ago, we were somewhere, and here came a bunch of prom kids. And we were with another couple, and I told the guy, I said, you know what? There's something that I never want to relive.
The prom?
Yeah. Because from the minute you picked her up, and her mom comes out with the Kodak thing with the flash cubes in our day. Yeah, remember that? And can't take enough pictures. Okay, now you two get over here now. And you get with your dad. And son, I'd like for you to... Blah. And maybe there's another couple. You got to take pictures with... Oh, it's horrible. Horrible. And then you leave with her. You both go, thank goodness we're out of there. And the nervousness just continues. The restaurant is awkward, and she doesn't want to order too much. And so she's just silent.
The girl,
I don't miss it.
The girl that I took to the prom, I do not remember her name.
Well, I hope she's not listening because she's crying. If she's listening right now, she's probably crying.
I don't think she wanted to have anything to do with me after the prom. It was just one of those deals where neither one of us had a date.
Dan, it doesn't matter. The fact that you just said you don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't
remember. She's crushed right now. I hope she's not listening.
The one thing that I remember about going to the prom is my stepdad let me borrow his 911 Porsche to drive to the prom.
You told us this before.
Yes.
He was stupid.
Yes, he was. He was. And he said one of the stipulations was not to take it on the highway.
And that's a little bitty car.
And you took it on the highway?
I took it on the highway.
Did she even have that big old dress? That little car's like a roller skate.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah.
You took it on the highway, he told you not to.
Yes, yes. And then he found out later that I took it on the highway.
How did he find
out? Somebody that kind of threw me under the bus. No, they didn't really rat on me. They were just talking about.
Jealous. It's called jealous. Some kid saw you with a Porsche. Well, I'll fix him.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's not supposed to go on the highway.
Yeah.
Let's tell on him.
No, it's actually, I drove really fast past Johnny Landoff Chevrolet on 270.
Another story, Johnny got in trouble one time. They had a trade-in, a Porsche trade-in. He took it home or something. Boy, he's dead.
Oh, really?
His dad did not like that.
Oops.
We don't sell Porsches, you know.
Something about those Florissant boys.
Yeah,
getting
rebels.
In trouble. Yeah.
Rebels.
This showed up on my voicemail today, but it's not my voicemail. It's someone else's voicemail in this radio station, and
what?
We're trying to figure out who it is.
But how could that happen?
I'm not sure, but we'll listen to it real
quick.
Can you
play it?
Yeah, and it's from CVS Pharmacy, and they're saying that the prescriptions are ready. So,
is it Mike Dorsey's Viagra?
It might be. It might. Could be.
Whoa.
Let's check it. Hold on.
Hi, this is Kelly calling from your CVS Pharmacy. I'd just like to let you know that your anal wart removal cream, your butt plugs, and your Viagra are now in. And we also got those extra small condoms that you needed. So please go ahead and let me know when you'll be coming in so I can set those aside for you. Thank you and have a great day.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, that's for, I think that's for Kent Martin.
Really?
Oh, no, you know who it's for?
Why do you think?
Kerry. John Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you.
Because he was just in the hospital.
Yeah, I think it was anal related.
Oh.
And, yeah, that makes sense.
It was.
That makes sense right there.
Yep.
Well, you better play that for him so he knows to pick that stuff up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard that before. It's really fun.
I know.
What else do you have?
That was it.
Peon?
Yes, just one thing.
This is Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We talked yesterday about allergies, and Bob with 1-0 called in and said he had a remedy that has worked for him. So
it's the squeeze bottle nasal.
Yes, so I went and picked it up last night. It's called Neilmed, Neilmed. And, it looks like a water bottle, but it's got a
straw.
Screw top on. A screw top
with a stopper on it with a straw that goes down into it. And so you just put, distilled water or some kind of filtered water in it, and it comes with these little saline packets. You just dump that in there. It looks like, salt crystals or something. Right. And I have to say, I don't know if today was just going to be a better day than yesterday. It's hard to with anything else, it's hard to tell.
And could they be a lower pollen count or something?
But I did it twice last night. I did it once today, and I feel better today. So I will keep...
thank you.
Yes. I will keep on it, and it's one of those weird feelings, though, because you and I talked yesterday. We both tried the Neti Pot before,
right?
And that just would just dribble through, and if it was really blocked, it wouldn't even go to the other side, just because there was no force behind it. But with this thing, you squeeze that bottle, and it forces the solution up your nose.
And you see the junk come out the other nostril.
I didn't see any. It just looks like a faucet. I didn't see any junk come out, but it's that weird feeling. I was telling Dan before the show, it's that weird feeling where when you're underwater on your back and the water is just starting to go up your nose where it's going to be. So it's that weird feeling because you can't, you don't want to breathe in at that point. You just have to kind of just block off your...
Yeah, you actually have to learn how to do it.
It takes a little...
few squeezes.
But it felt great, though, doing it. And it was just weird to see this. You're shooting water up, and it just is a faucet coming out the other side. So we'll see
if anybody put a string in their nose and pull it out the other night?
Yes. Those magicians. Like spaghetti or a string of spaghetti.
They'll take a string and push it up their nose and pull it out of their mouth or something.
Oh, no.
Because it's all
connected.
Tunnel.
So we'll see. But one day.
By the end of the week, if it's still working, I think it's passed the test.
Yes, I would agree with that. But that's all I have.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a little talk. I got another request of thousands of Dan to play the harmonica and us to sing the Johnny Longo
chain.
So we're going to do that and take a break and come back and take your phone calls and kick some stuff around. And then after the 4 o'clock news, Maximilian Foisy comes in. He's going to talk about movies and TV and all that stuff. And I hope he mentions the Tim Allen thing that ABC canceled. It's either their highest-rated or second-highest-rated comedy. Over 8 million people. And they canceled it. Everybody is convinced because of his politics. The world has gone crazy. It's not cool in Hollywood to be a conservative. And they make that pretty clear. So maybe he'll mention that. Now, as I said... I've been counting, and the average is 7,000 emails a day requesting. That's a lot.
Seven.
Requesting the Johnny Longo. I'm telling you, Dan, we hit gold with this.
Wow.
Here's just one example, and we will do that in a moment. Dear Frank, I know you probably get lots of requests for this. In fact, all hell, that's what it says. You probably don't even read all your emails. There are so many. If you do get this... would you please, on Tuesday, let's see, what is today? Yeah, Tuesday. Have Dan get out his harmonica, and you and Peon, and then he goes and princes, love it when Peon joins in, he says. Sing the Johnny Landoff jingle. It would, in the words of Clint Eastwood, make my day.
Wow.
Well, we are happy.
Who wrote that?
His name is Richard... I believe Strocher. I think that's Stroker.
Richard Stroker?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dick,
okay.
Dick Stroker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he has in here Richard Prince's Dick. Dick Stroker. Well, Dick, this is for you, buddy. We need a note so we can get warmed up here. Perfect.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Johnny Longo Chevrolet.
There you go, Dick.
Yeah. From Shoveltown, Missouri.
Oh.
Get a lot of mail from Shoveltown.
Yeah,
lots of emails from Shoveltown. I think everybody listening knows what Johnny Longo is and where it is and what they sell. I watch the ridiculous, most of them, commercials on TV. I hear the horrible radio commercials for car dealers. I've never really seen much that made me want to go to a place to experience shopping for a car there, because when they start throwing out that $9 per month, only 2 miles a year, or you could lease for 2 years, $9.95 per month, you just get all runs in that one ear and out the other, the payments and the monthlies, and then that disclaimer, I was just calling or Missouri. I don't pay attention to that. I think a lot of it's wasted money. I really do. Because most people know that in this world of the internet, you get a pretty good idea what that vehicle should cost, what a reasonable price would be, a competitive price. They have those prices at Johnny Londo, so let's just don't worry about that part. Now, what else is important? Selection's important. It is. You don't want to go somewhere where they have 30 cars. Well, do you have a blue? No, we don't have that. We can get it. They have about 1,000 cars. You'd never know it driving up to the place. Trust me, they do. So they have the selection. And then last, but certainly not least, the most important thing is how they treat people. And why is it that people come back and then their spouses come and their kids and their parents and their friends and neighbors and coworkers? Because they go back and tell them what a great experience it is, and then the people that go find out it's true. That's how you become successful. And unlike a lot of businesses where when Junior takes over the business, and I'm not calling him Junior because he hates that. It's a figure of speech. When Junior, meaning next generation, takes over a business, a lot of times they screw things up. Because they didn't have to dig down they didn't have to crawl from nothing and build the business. They just took it over. And a lot of times they mess it up because they want to do it their way. That is not the case with Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Pretty much everything that Senior, John Londo Senior, laid out in terms of how this business should be run is being upheld by John Jr. and the third and the other Londo family members. There's now a third generation involved. So just do this. You shop for a car. Take a look at Chevy, but don't just look at Chevy anywhere. Please include Johnny Londo Chevrolet. You will not be sorry. Tell them you are AM and the PM. That is so important. Please do that. And thank you to everybody who has and continues to. Johnny Londo Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, thanks, Dan. We've got some problems out there. You've got an accident on northbound Highway 170 that's blocking the right through lane, and it's partially blocking the ramp onto northbound 170. Traffic backed up solid Highway 40. We got an accident on westbound Highway 40 on the ramp to Boyle. Traffic is jammed up right now from Vandeventer, and that goes to about the Tam Overpass, Clayton Skinker, and then things open up. But then you're going to slow down again around Hanley in the right lanes trying to ramp on to northbound 170. Another crash on northbound Highway 55 between Rivas and Union. Only the two left lanes are getting through. Now, northbound is backed up to Rivas, but southbound drivers taking a look. You're slow from Bayless past the accident there. This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced farmer's agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
I'm Jennifer Blome. You might remember me if you tuned in at 6:25 a.m. to Sammy Stars on News Channel 5. Now I'm part of the Big 550 KTRS team. Join me at 10 a.m. Wednesday, the 17th of May, with John Grayson on the Big 550 KTRS. It'll be a hoot.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. whether your needs are residential, and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Hey, it's Andy Strickland for Dr. Matt Berman and Berman Chiropractic and Wellness in Clayton. Are you finding it harder to recover from your weekly workouts? Do you have a sore back from playing golf? Maybe your son or daughter is an athlete looking to train harder and improve recovery. You need to go see Dr. Berman at Berman Chiropractic and Wellness in Clayton and try out cryotherapy. Cryotherapy uses extremely cold temperatures that greatly reduces inflammation and pain in sore muscles and joints. Cryotherapy will help you recover faster and you'll feel great. Top athletes are using cryotherapy, and now you can too. For a limited time, KTRS listeners can book a session for only $25. That's right, only $25 for this cutting-edge technology in sports medicine at Berman Chiropractic. Set up your $25 cryotherapy appointment today by calling Berman Chiropractic and Wellness at 314-862-5700 or online at bermanchiropractic.com.
If you're sick of living paycheck to paycheck, listen up. This is Preston Neely, and I'm about to blow your mind. You want to know the big difference between you and the rich? It's not your job. It's not your skills. It's not your education. Here's the truth. Rich people make money in real estate, and it's not rocket science. Let me prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. Just call 1-800-700-2962. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money in real estate that doesn't require any cash, credit, or even manual labor. Now I'm living the dream, and I can show you how. Listen, here's the other thing about rich people. They don't pass up the deal of a lifetime, and neither should you. My book sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies now. Call right now to find out how to get your free copy while this offer lasts. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-1368. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-1368. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-1368. 1-800-700-1368.
I'm Deborah Bass, fashion editor for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I'm driven to keep St. Louis at the forefront of fashion and culture. So here's the latest fashion, ride sharing. That's right, carpooling or vanpooling with Ride Finders is an enormous help to our community. Making this simple lifestyle change today helps improve the future of St. Louis and keeps you looking good. We call it sustainable commuting. It's all the rage. Go to sharetherideSTL.com to learn more. Ride Finders, what drives you?
Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps are loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown. So if you had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney June 9th at Normandy Golf Course will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open to benefit our veterans is presented by Altair Travel, Gelmish & Sons, and Outdoor Living.
Around 2009, 2010, something really horrible happened to the radio business, the TV business, newspaper business, when all that bubble bursting mortgage stuff hit. and turn the financial world upside down, advertisers just started pulling in their budgets or canceling them, or some went out of business, and it was horrible. And we've never recovered from that. And the reason I mention that is I know for a fact that American Equity Mortgage, who has been for 25 years a tremendous advertiser on TV and radio, cut back a lot of stuff. But you know what? They didn't cut back. They didn't even take a week off from this show. And I know for a fact there are stations where they lost all that business. Thank you, American Equity Mortgage, for sticking with us. Thank you to John Londoff when he decided to cancel about four radio stations and never, and not only didn't cancel this one, added a commercial. American Equity Mortgage has been on this show as an advertiser longer than anybody, 25 years. So if you want to thank them for us, there are a couple of ways you can do it. The number one way is to talk to them about your mortgage. You'll buy a house, you'll need a mortgage, talk to them. If you have a house and you're a homeowner, talk to them about a home equity loan or a debt consolidation loan. Debt consolidation loan is just what it sounds like. You take your debt, you roll it up in a ball, and you hand it to American Equity and go pay all this crap off, all this high interest stuff like credit card debt, and they'll pay it off. Because that equity in your house gives you great borrowing power, and you will now have debt at a much lower interest rate. And home equity loans, kind of the same thing. You use the equity, it may not be to pay off debt, but to borrow money for something you need that you don't have the cash for. And that happens in your life. Things come up that you wasn't ready for that. Hey, good news. We have a home. We have equity. We'll borrow, get some smart money from American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. I say we talk to a couple of callers. What do you say?
Yes.
Let's do it. 314-969-KTRS. Make it easier from cell phones. Most cell phones, it's just star KTRS, which is star 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Russ is on the phone. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Good afternoon.
What can we do for you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I would like to take a moment to wish my son a happy birthday today.
What's your son's name?
Mike.
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
Mike. All right. Well, you know
Mike,
what?
Can't say it, Mike.
Nope. Sorry, Mike. No happy birthday for you. We don't do that.
Yeah, he knows I'm his dad. That's why it's not a happy birthday. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Dan's band.
Hold on. Peon, you missed it. He said the Bernice word.
Oh, I did miss it. I didn't.
You're off the
mark.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
my.
Russ. Yeah.
That's
a big moment here. He never misses it.
Yeah, he doesn't miss Sleeping Dogs today either, does he?
He did today.
No, he did.
He blamed it on the equipment.
I know.
So what else you got, Russ?
You need, everybody's listening here, you need to come out and see Dan play, man. I'm going to tell you what. Oh. Those women were throwing panties, and they weren't just throwing panties. They were throwing boxes of condoms at him.
Whoa.
I mean.
I didn't realize.
Someone was giving the phone numbers and keys to the second house and that. And they're talking about, my God, I couldn't imagine that. That was pretty cool.
Wow.
If Brian and Drake's got to get him looped up so you can go over there and do that. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk about.
That's two. Go ahead.
I would like to see some of your listeners that own corporate companies that either print, like, maybe stickers or shirts or hats. You know, do something for Dan. Donate some stickers and some shirts or something. Because once you do this, everyone who comes to these shows are going to know they came from your company.
Boy, and man, this guy's your biggest fan.
I know.
Oh, I think, you know what?
I can buy 5 cents a cut. Dipped in grease, want a piece? What? What?
I think, Frank, you ought to show up sometime, too. You can come out there and do some impressions.
I'll give that some thought, Russ.
And PM can come out here and run the board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, run.
I don't know those sound engineers that do the bands and stuff. That's a totally different animal than
Russ. We got to run. Happy birthday to your son again. Oh, wait, shoot, I can't do that. I wish we could.
Oh,
yeah, can't do that.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Russ.
See ya.
Thank you. See you. Doug has been waiting. Thank you, Doug.
Doug here.
We lost him.
Yeah, we lost him.
How do we do that? How do things just disappear?
Well, it's either Doug has lost his cell signal
or our phone bank went blank and it has to reboot again. Hey, well, that fixes itself, or maybe it won't. Last night, again, I get on this tablet, iPad, and I get on YouTube, and I can't stop it. It goes 2 and 3 hours. And I stumbled onto a couple of recent Randy Quaid interviews. This guy has completely lost his mind. And in one of the press conferences he held, he said that he's made about $40 million and has nothing, and that he didn't name an entity, but somebody is trying to kill him and his wife. And it's the same people that killed David Carradine and killed Heath Ledger. They're murdering celebrities.
Oh.
And they're trying to murder him.
Wasn't David Carradine caught doing that?
Yeah, but he says that was staged and they actually murdered him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he says he has 8 friends in show business that he's convinced were all murdered by these star stalkers. And he doesn't have a name for them, but he says it's like a conspiracy of powerful people who are murdering celebrities.
They're after Randy Quaid.
And he says that he has now been tagged. He can't even get a hotel room. Nobody will give him a room in a hotel. He can't eat most places. Really?
Why? In his mind, it's because these people are following him. It's not because it's not because he's been talking weird and off the wall and delusional that these people don't want him in.
It's fascinating. Go to YouTube and just type in recent Randy Quaid interviews. You won't even believe it. I wish I could remember more of the stuff he said, but his wife's right there by his side. She's nuttier than fruitcake too. She's bad as he is. They're both nuts.
Didn't they go to Canada?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think they're in Canada now. Oh, yeah. Okay. They won't come back. They're afraid to come back. Well, if somebody's going to murder you, they'll go to Canada to murder you.
Yeah,
That's not going to save you. And then when we come back after Maximilian Foyze does his thing with movies and televisions, in the category of we have absolutely lost our minds when it comes to trying our hardest to accept everybody, and not only accept everybody, but change the way we do things to accommodate like a handful of people. This one you are not going to believe. Because of Bruce Jenner, and I still call him Bruce. I don't care if he did have his penis cut off. He's still Bruce Jenner to me. Because of that whole thing, we now know, and people who never knew before what transgender was, we know. We know the whole thing about the third bathroom that some people cave in and put in their businesses. Do you know what transmasculine is?
Transmasculine? Yeah.
There is a teacher at an elementary school in Oregon. I got to thank my son Adam for sending me this and calling this to my attention. She has been given $60,000 by her school district as compensation for what she says is sexual harassment. And here's the sexual harassment. She was born a woman, Leo Sowell, S-O-E-L-L, but she now identifies as transmasculine and genderqueer.
What?
Which means she is not a male or a female. She had breast cancer in 2014, had her breast removed to create a more masculine appearance, and changed her name to just Leo. And she gets back from medical school in 2015 and went public with her gender neutral identity. So folks, not only is there a third gender, it's transgender, so you got male, female, trans, there's a fourth, and it's none of those.
They're just making this crap up as they go.
Yeah, but we're letting them make it up. So she goes back to work and says she fell victim to relentless harassment by her coworkers. They called her hurtful things like Miss.
What?
Yeah.
How dare them?
And lady and she.
What?
She says the pronoun she does not apply to her. And the pronoun he does not apply to her. She says the only suitable pronoun is they. Now, follow me.
They?
Yeah. Follow me with this. Let's say that peon is gender queer or trans masculine. All right?
All right.
And you're not male and you're not female. So I can't say, if somebody says, hey, where's peon? And you went to the Coke machine. I can't say he went to the Coke machine. Uh-huh. I can't say she. I have to say they went to the Coke machine.
So peon's a they.
Yeah. Now, do you have any idea how hard it would be to remember to, first of all, we shouldn't even, they shouldn't even see the light of day. Yet she gets a check for $60,000 because the people she worked with wouldn't call her they.
Now, wait. She was born originally a woman?
Yes, so we're born a woman. That's a song. I was born a woman. Remember that song?
Yeah.
The 60s? I forgot who did.
So she has a Virginia.
And she has her Virginia, but she had her boobs cut off.
But her boobs were cut off, but she has a Virginia, and that's how she pees. So she has Virginia down there. She's still a she.
Right. No. No, she's not. So she's declared. All you have to do is declare that you don't identify with... get this. There's a... you remember that bakery that wouldn't do the wedding cake for the couple because they were lesbians? Remember that deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know that the outcome of that was the labor commissioner named Brad Avakian forced that bakery to pay that couple $135,000 because they wouldn't bake a cake for them. They made a bar owner pay $400,000 to a group of transgender customers that he banned from the bar.
Wow.
Now, I got to tell you something. You can call it hate, you can call it race, you can call it anything you want. I actually believe that if you have a business, especially, you should be able to not serve anybody you don't want to serve. We went to a Mother's Day, it was like a lunch with another couple this weekend, and there was a guy, and I've talked about this before, there was a guy in there with one of those sleeveless shirts, and you could see his underarm hair. It's the kind of shirt you cut the grass in. This was a pretty nice restaurant. If I owned that restaurant, I would just walk over to him and say, sir, you can go put on a shirt and cover your underarm hair, or I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You can't eat in here like that. And I'd do the same thing if a guy was barefoot and had disgusting feet. You should be able to do that.
Didn't they used to do that? No shirt?
Well, there used to be signs. No shirt, no shoes, no servant.
Yeah.
But anymore, we can't do anything anymore. Now, granted, if you start saying, I'm not going to serve you because you're gay, yeah, okay. But then you get the reputation as being a homo hater, and you'll probably go out of business. But I think you should be able to... Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Now you know. Let's see, what's it called? Transmasculine.
Yeah.
That's what Leo identifies as. The world has absolutely, officially now gone crazy. Do a little business, take a little break. Maximilian Foisy will then join us and talk about what's good, what's not so good to watch at the theater on television. Ballast Dental Care has been with us a long, long time, like 16, 17 years. I have been a patient there for 44 years. Nobody can ever say, well, the only reason you go there is because they advertise. I was going there 20-something years before they advertised here. In fact, I was starting to wonder if they'd ever come on board. But they did. And you remember the guy who called, I think it was late last week, and on the air said... in fact, Peon was your friend. He said he hadn't been to the dentist in 10 years.
Yes.
You remember that? And you could tell that he was embarrassed by that. I didn't keep it, but I got an email a couple of years ago from, I think it was a guy, who said he hadn't been in a dentist chair for 20 years. So they've seen everything. The fact that you have not taken care of your teeth is no reason to continue to not take care of your teeth. There's no way that's going to turn out good. And if the reason you're not doing it is you just have assumed that every dental office, every chair, every dentist, every hygienist is going to hurt you, and it's going to be a horrible, horrible experience, then you have never sat in a dental chair at Ballast Dental Care. You haven't. As I'm telling you right now, just like it was his name, Jay?
Yes.
Said, it changed his entire outlook on going to the dentist. No more fear, no more anxiety. The place is Ballast Dental Care. Why don't you call me out on this and see if what I'm saying is true? And all, to do it, all you have to do is make one appointment, just a checkup and a cleaning or whatever. You make that first appointment, then you let me know whether or not you look forward to going back again, because you actually will. Ballast Dental Care. Been going there again 44 years. I invite you to become a patient there. You will be so glad you did. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane now on westbound Highway 70 right at the Blanchette Bridge. It has you jammed all the way back to Highway 270. Cleared the accident northbound 55 at Rivas. Southbound drivers still slow from River to Pear down through Bayless. You've got an accident on eastbound Olive at Dealman, and they cleared the accident northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. This report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced farmer's agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
If you're looking for a quality home that is more than just a house, contact Period Restoration and their representatives at Dealman Sotheby's International Realty, Warner Hall, Thornhill. For years, Randy Renner Jr. and Sr. have been restoring exceptional homes across St. Louis. Find out why a Period Restoration project is more than what you thought possible and exactly what you've been looking for. Online at periodrestorationco.com or warnerhallthornhill.com. Period Restoration, bringing the past back to life.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni's spectacular 2017 summer season. Jesus Christ Superstar, Disney's The Little Mermaid, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Farm, All Shook Up, the unsinkable Molly Brown, A Chorus Line, and Newsies. Get the best seats today. Single show tickets start at just $15. Available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the